Well, as the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour has now completed its third day, it still looks like that corn crop in Ohio is the best thing they've seen.
Ohio really impressed me, you know, with the route we took, at least on the corn side. Just a tremendous yield today on the route, averaging about 190 bushel an acre. Most impressive corn crop I've seen in the 10 years that I've been in on the crop tour in Ohio.
Now, Ohio is a major corn-producing state, but when you talk about the big three, you're talking about Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa. And in Illinois, well, the tour has just started there, but so far, the yields have not been where they've been hoping.
Across the border in Kankakee County and then down, and we had one good yield sample of a 185 on my route, and most of them were down around that 140, 150, a couple into the 160s, and I think for our total of eight stops, we had a 150 average on my route. So things could change, and we've seen some better stuff coming west out of Bloomington this morning. By all means, our yield counts have been much higher so far this morning.
But Brian Grady says the entire state of Illinois could use some more rain. As far as Indiana, well, the yields there certainly were up from last year's drought-inflicted crop, but really about the best average they've seen in 3 years.
It's going to need time and it's going to need water, but I will say the crop maturity was a little bit more advanced than what it was in Ohio. So Indiana's probably got a little bit better chance at this point in time to hold on to the yield potential of what we measured than what Ohio does, but they're still going to need some rain.
In Nebraska, the concern is not so much rain as it is an early frost. With the crop getting in late, there is concern that even though they have a moderately good crop, it may not make it with an early frost.
It's been more so just our planting days. With that wet April, wet May, our planting dates on corn were 2 to 3 weeks later than normal. And so that's really pushing our crop development, pushing that when we hit that physiological maturity or black layer quite a bit later than what we're used to.
Well, we do know that on the dairy front, it was mostly a lower day again for cheese. Blacks dropped to $1.67, barrels down to $1.65, double A butter up to 136 and one quarter of a cent per pound. As far as our class three prices, August, $17.94. September, up 6 to $17.25. November, up 6 to $17.20. With December, up 3 to $16.74. Over on the Board of Trade, September corn down 2 3/4 at 4.95 and 1/4 of a cent. December drops 4 3/4 to 4.78 and 1/2 cent per bushel. Beans for September off 8 at 13.25. November down 10 3/4 to 12.93 and 1/4 of a cent. And September wheat down 1 1/4 at 6.37 and 1/2 cent per bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cut and utilities, 78 to a top of 94. Most of slaughter cows, 61 to 77. Fed cattle, steady. Choice beef steers and heifers, 111 to 119. Holstein steers, 96 to 108. As far as the replacement bull calves, 50 to as much as 160. Heifer calves, 60 to 140. And the barrels and gilts, 72 and down. Feeder lambs, 105 and down. And market lambs, 114 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agricultural scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.